Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to Girls That Manifest. On the show, I will teach you how to manifest an expansive and extraordinary life beyond your wildest dreams. We will go deep on all things mindset, manifestation, law of assumption, spirituality, and metaphysics. I can't wait to bring you this content. So grab your matcha mimosa or macchiato and let's get into the show. Let's talk robotic affirming. I have introduced robotic affirming relatively recently into my world. It's not something I've always known about. And it's funny because I've always used affirmations in my life, but I haven't done them in this specific way, which I have found has been a great little addition to my manifestation routines. Now, I don't do it every day. I don't even do it every week. But I find that in moments when I really need it or really want to do it, robotic affirming has been pretty impactful and the results are quite amazing. So if you haven't heard of what robotic affirming is, simply put, it is continuous repetitive affirming. Some people like to say it's emotionless affirming, and it can be. Obviously, if you're repeating something constantly over and over, it's likely going to be a lot harder to constantly conjure some kind of emotion for it, but it can be done. But it is a repetitive pattern of affirming. And people love to do this for manifestation, for manifesting what they want. And what I've heard, and personally what I've experienced, is that doing affirming this way, whether you are doing it as like the main thing in your manifestation routine or you're just adding it in when it feels good, doing it like this allows you to stay focused on the thing that you want, on the outcome that you want, on the state that you want to be in. It allows you to focus on that and stay in it, right? Because you're constantly saturating your mind with this particular affirmation that you're saying or set of affirmations that you're saying. So what do I mean by affirmations? If you don't know, they are just a phrase or a sentence of words strung together that imply that you already have the thing that you want. So for example, that might be, if we're speaking about money, I have 100K in the bank. 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 And you would continue to repeat it continuously for however long you wanted, right? It might be something like, I make $1,000 a day. 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 It could also be something more general, like, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. 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 It could be anything. If we're wanting to manifest a relationship, you might want to say something like, I'm with the love of my life. 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 Or maybe you are already in a relationship and you want to experience feeling cherished and taken care of by your partner. You might start saying something like, I always feel cherished and taken care of. I always feel cherished and taken care of. I always feel cherished and taken care of. If you are wanting to manifest health, better health, a general affirmation could be, I am in perfect health. 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 If there's a specific type of health manifestation you're wanting to manifest, such as losing weight, gaining weight, growing a booty, growing your biceps, shrinking your waist, whatever it is, you can create an affirmation specifically for that. Like, I am 65 kilos, or I am 120 pounds, or I have thick, luscious hair. My booty is growing every day. My biceps are getting bigger and bigger, right? And you would want to say those repetitively for a certain amount of time. Now, I have actually been asked this quite a few times for different people, so I'll add these in. But let's say you want to manifest friends. You could robotically affirm something like, I always attract the best friends. I always attract the best friends. I always attract the best friends. Or if you want to live in the absolute end of that result, you could say something like, I have the most amazing friends. 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 And continue to repeat this. So the reason we want to repeat it is obviously because we want to saturate our subconscious mind with this messaging, because it can be kind of difficult to pierce it because it's so subconscious, right? It's the subconscious mind. So that's where the repetition comes in, because at the end of the day, you're thinking thoughts. You're always thinking. There are always thoughts happening, right? It's an inner commentary going 24/7. Maybe when you're asleep, it might not, but then you're dreaming. So it's just running wild while you're asleep. So robotic affirming serves the purpose of choosing the specific thoughts that you want to have instead of letting them run on autopilot. For me personally, I have found them to be amazing for pattern interrupting, amazing for if I'm going down some kind of spiral or I'm starting to think negatively about something, I will interrupt it with a specific affirmation that is implying the thing that I want is solved or I have it or it's done. And then I just continue with repeating that affirmation, therefore overriding whatever it was that I was thinking that was making me spiral. I also really enjoy doing them as I'm going to sleep. A lot of people like to do state akin to sleep, which is falling asleep visualizing. But what I find is that if I'm really, really tired, then it gets really hard to keep an image in my mind. So I'd start using my words. And then eventually it gets hard to just say words because I'm basically asleep. So I found robotic affirming to be a great replacement if I'm finding it hard to visualize or if I'm too tired to actually visualize as I'm falling asleep. Now, I was talking about this in Money Mindset School this month, all about robotically affirming for money, but it's the same with anything that you're trying to manifest. So I'm going to give you the 5 steps to robotically affirming perfectly because it's so easy to do. Step 1 is I recommend choosing at least 1 to 3 affirmations. No more than this because it's going to get really difficult remembering them because you're trying to repeat them. You're trying to get them ingrained in your mind. And if you're constantly breaking them up with different affirmations, it's going to be hard for your mind and your subconscious mind to soak those in, right? To take them in. So the less affirmations you have, the better. So a maximum of 3. So I want you to think about what you really, absolutely, completely, totally want right now that you're non-negotiable about. That or those things are what you should be spending one of those affirmations on. Okay? And so I recommend starting off with I am or I have for your affirmation because it puts you into the end state. However, you don't have to. This is a personal choice, but I just love saying I am in perfect health. I am magnetic to everything and everyone. I am a wealthy woman. So I want you to think about the top 3 things that you absolutely want, or if there's only 1 thing, then create 3 affirmations for them. And then I want you to choose an affirmation that completely describes having what you want as if it is happening now. Step 2, I want you to choose an affirmation that has 6 words or less. So if it is longer than that, I want you to condense it as much as possible because you want your mind to be able to remember this easily. The longer it is, the more difficult it is for your brain to remember. Saying something like, I have 100K in the bank, I'm in perfect health, I am 65 kilos, is so much better than saying, I am happy, rich, hot, successful, loving, kind, generous, and sweet. The shorter, the better. The shorter, the easier it is, your brain is going to remember it, and your subconscious mind is going to soak it in. Now, in terms of whether to be general or specific with your affirmations, that's entirely up to you. If you have one specific outcome that you desire, say it's making a certain amount of money each month, then I would use one affirmation for that. Like, I have 100K in the bank, or I always make 10 grand a month, or I received $30,000. But if the thing that you're wanting to manifest has a lot of pieces or a lot of moving parts, like for example, a successful business, or improving your health, or traveling to different countries, then I would recommend a more general affirmation that encompasses them all. So for example, that might be my business is massively successful, or I'm a very successful business owner, or I am in perfect health, or I'm in the best shape of my life, or I had the most incredible overseas experience. I had the most incredible trip, because that way you're encompassing everything. Although you're not getting specific about the things that you would like to happen, if you have an affirmation that basically implies everything you wanted did happen, then it's naturally going to occur. And even more exciting things are going to happen that you didn't even think of. Step 3 is I recommend starting off doing it for a minute. A minute only. Use a timer, maybe in the morning when you're getting ready for work, or you're having your breakfast or you're making your coffee, set a timer on your phone for a minute and just affirm one of your affirmations. If you feel good after that and you want to keep going, you could go for another minute and continue with that first affirmation, or you can move to the next affirmation if you have one. And if you have three affirmations, obviously you can dedicate another minute to that. So that would be 3 minutes total. But I don't want you to go overboard, right? Because when you overdo it, then you wind up not enjoying it and not sticking to it. So start off with a minute each day for a week. Then if you want to increase it, move it to 2 minutes or 3 minutes the next week. But this is meant to be fun. It's meant to be natural. It's meant to feel light and you're meant to enjoy it. Okay. So the fourth thing or step that I recommend is adding rhythm into your repetition. So when there is a rhythm, like a jingle, it gets easier to remember. So that's why you want to keep your affirmations short and concise and kind of catchy so that they're easy to remember. Like, I have 100K in the bank. I have 100K in the bank. I have 100K in the bank. That's really, really easy to create a natural rhythm with, right? And you can vibe with it. You can dance with it. You could turn it into your own affirmation video if you wanted to, because it's easy to repeat, right? It's something that your brain is going to remember much easier than a longer affirmation. And then the last thing that I do recommend doing, although you do not have to do this all the time, and it may be hard to, it may actually be physically impossible because you're focusing on other things, is I recommend shifting your state, right? So obviously when you're robotically affirming, you're probably going to be doing other things at the same time. Like maybe you're brushing your teeth, getting ready for the day. Maybe you're having breakfast. Maybe you are driving your car or whatever. You may already be doing things that you can't consciously focus on changing your state. But if you have a moment, if you have time, if you have space, even if it's just a minute or two, I want you to shift your state. And I want you to shift it into the state that you would be in if this affirmation were true. So if you really did have 100K in the bank, what would the state be? If you were really making $1,000 a day, what would the state be for that? If you were really with the love of your life, what is that state? What does it feel like? If you were in perfect health, what is the state? What would that feel like? And if you had the most amazing friends, what is the state? What would that feel like? Shift yourself there, even if it's just for a minute. Obviously, if you can keep it going for longer, that's better. But you want to train yourself, not only your mind and your subconscious, but your body to be there. And this is how you eventually change your state for good, is that you have gotten your subconscious mind on board, and then you've also gotten your body on board. Your body is feeling differently. So in saying that, I have a challenge for you. I want you to spend the next 7 days robotically affirming for what you want to manifest. I want you to pick 1 to 3 affirmations to repeat on autopilot. Do it for 1 minute every single day. Pick the same time of day to do it, because I find that's much easier to remember. Actually put a notification in your phone to do it. And then I want you to pay attention to what starts occurring in your physical reality. I highly encourage you to come over and join the Girls That Manifest Facebook group. It's free. And create a post documenting this so that not only you can see, but others can see how powerful robotic affirming actually can be in real time over the next 7 days. Head to the link in the show notes and don't forget to grab the 15 plus money and manifestation resources that I've created for you inside the Abundance Vault. It's free. The link is also in the show notes. And if you loved this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. And I will see you in the next episode.